Now, many of you are aware of that juggling act of work and parenthood, and there is, well, it's perhaps more of a struggle than a juggle for those, particularly if you're a sole parent, but you are usually too the bastions of efficiency as well, practically superhuman, I feel. Listener Chris Nikolic knows this only too well. He is possibly superhuman. When Chris took on the role of single father 12 years ago, it was teenagers, primary school, daycare and nappies and a bottle all at once, and he managed to educate himself along the way. 8 children we're talking here, so let's head to Darling Downs in southern Queensland and meet Chris. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks, Natasha. How are you?
I feel like you're superhuman.
Yeah.
Maybe you feel that way sometimes too.
No, not really. I just do what you got to do.
You've got 8 children.
That's correct.
And give us the breakdown.
6 boys, 2 girls.
And what age range?
At the moment, they're 28 down to 14.
Wow.
And at the time, it was 17 down to 3.
And so some of them have obviously left home.
I hope so.
Good one.
Yeah. I've got 3 at home now.
3 at home. So they're in their teens.
19, 16 and 14. Yeah.
And one of your children has a mild intellectual disability as well.
Yeah, my youngest, yeah.
And how does that manifest?
He copes quite well now. It took a lot of work to get him up to his peers, with a lot of physio and speech therapy and all the usual alternatives, but he's doing very well.
You were living in the country, that was 17 down to 3.
Yeah, at the time I was on the Sunshine Coast.
Okay, so getting them place to place on your own.
Oh yeah.
Was it impossible? I mean, did you wheel in lots of help?
No. When I'm saying I'm a sole parent, that's exactly how it is. Sole parent. I did everything myself.
What was the most challenging aspect of that experience for you?
Being on time to pick kids up from their venues and making sure I was there on time to pick them up from daycare, pick them up from school, get home, and make sure everybody was home at the same time or close to it.
And then there's the small issue of getting food on the table for the lot of them.
Oh, that was all right. Yeah, I cook big. I still cook big now and have to learn how to reduce it.
Scale back. What about for you personally? I mean, that's the logistics of wrangling 8 children under 17. What about you in all this? Were you isolated?
No, I had a good support of friends, but I had a little bit of a social life. The older ones would help babysit, pardon me, so I could go out and get a little bit of respite.
Mm. Which you need.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then I decided to study. I thought, oh, well, I've got to do something with my life.
Yes, well, here you are, a masochist. What did you start studying in this process? Because you'd, in fact, this was really important to you, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
Because you'd left school quite young.
I did, yep. I left school at 14 and didn't have the opportunity to go through high school, but life experiences help you through life, I guess.
Mm.
But I started doing my certificate for in aged care in 1999, and then I went and did my diploma of nursing, did my degree, and now I'm starting my master's.
In nursing?
In nursing, yep.
Why nursing? Because, I mean, you were kind of burdened with care.
I wouldn't say burdened. I figured if I can raise 8 kids, give me a ward of patients, no problem.
What is it about nursing that really resonates with you?
Oh, I love it. I love interacting with people. You know, I like talking to them. I like hearing some of the stories. And I overall love the big thank you at the end of it when they go home well.
Mm. One of your great interests is Indigenous health.
Yes, it is.
Where did that come from?
I don't really know. When I was a young boy, I had an Indigenous friend. He was real Indigenous. He used to take me out bush and he would fish with a bamboo stick and showed me around the bush, and I loved it. I just fell for it and I loved the culture.
And so you're going to be a nurse. Let's just head back into your home for a minute.
Right.
2 daughters,
yep.
In a house full of chaps. How did you navigate as a father some of those kind of more delicate issues around puberty and girls growing up?
With the boys, it was pretty straightforward because the school does a lot of work in that area with their sex education. But my boys would often just say, "Dad, we know what we're doing." You know, when it came to the girls, we had code words. Yeah,
code words.
Yeah.
For example?
For example, if the girls will kill me if they hear this. But yeah, when they started their cycle, they would just say, "Dad, I've got my lollies."
Oh.
So I would go to the supermarket and get what was needed.
Right, but you also took your kids bra shopping, as every parent should.
Yeah, well, if you're a sole parent, mum or dad, it doesn't matter. They're your kids. You've got to go and do what you've got to do. And my kids aren't shy about it. They just, yeah, we go around looking when they were at a younger age and think, oh, yeah, I'll go and try these on.
And yeah, I mean, the thing is, it's all you can either take notice of what other people think of you or just forge ahead.
Oh, I never took notice what other people thought. I just, they're my kids. Yeah, I do what I want with my kids.
How do you all relate now?
We get on really well. We have an exceptional close relationship. We all talk together. We look after each other. The older kids look out for each other as well. They have a whinge to me about certain things. I just say, oh, well, yeah, you'll deal with it.
Well, I mean, their independence is really important to you, isn't
sure,
it?
Sure, yeah.
What careers did they end up moving into themselves?
The eldest boy worked in the mines. Then he went and joined the army for a couple of years. The other two became chefs, and the others are general trades. One works in the shop, and the other one is a butcher assistant. And the daughter works in a supermarket, and she not long got back from a trip to America. And the other two are at school, focusing on whatever they want to do.
Yeah, quite practical careers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Just, I mean, being a single father, did you cop any flack from people around you? Did people make assumptions?
Oh, they did, yeah.
Like what?
Didn't you have a TV, you know, all that sort of thing. But I usually just say, I couldn't keep her off me. Yeah.
But just in terms of your role as a father trying to fulfil the role of a mum and a dad.
Yeah.
Did that present any challenges for you?
No, because I was hands-on right from the start, from when my first son was born. I was straight away changing nappies, making bottles, nurturing, cuddling, being up till 3 a.m, giving a bottle feed, then go to work. You just do what you got to do, and I love it. It's great.
Did you draw from your own childhood to do that? Because you were part of a big family yourself.
Yes, I was. I'm one of 12.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But, yeah, my mother was very nurturing, and she taught all of us how to love, I suppose.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, love and respect.
Now you're heading into the workforce full time.
That's right. It's my fifth year full time work.
And what's that done for you? And I wonder in all this too, I've got to add this question. What about relationships?
Relationships, they come and go if and when I need.
Yeah.
There's no, my kids come first and my career because my life has been on hold for a while, raising the kids. And I'll worry about myself later. My career is more important at the moment.
Well, that's your focus, and you actually want to head out back.
Oh, yeah, I want to do rural and remote nursing.
A long way from your children.
Yeah, well, they make sure that where I go, I send my kids a postcard from where I've been, not where I am.
Keeping the distance.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And they know it. They know I'm moving further away. As each child leaves home, I open the door and say, see ya, and then I'll move away again a bit more as well.
Yeah. Do you ever sort of get your heckles up about how single fathers are represented in the media? I'm interested to know.
You don't hear about single fathers, and that's what irritates me slightly, because there's more than just me, I'm sure. There's a lot of single dads out there, but nothing against single mums at all. I appreciate everything that gets done, but a lot of focus is on the mum, how the mum juggles work and home and all that sort of thing. And you never hear anything about how dad juggles. And dads do juggle. We juggle quite a lot.
Thank you very much, Chris, for joining us on the program. It's been
no worries.
Great hearing from you. I'd love to talk more about the single father role, actually.
I'll write a book one day and you can read it.
Please do. And thanks for making contact with us too. I really value it. And good luck with flying the coop.
Yeah, no worries.
That's Chris Nikolic, mental health nurse and father of 8. No less. Now, let's come to Michael Cathcart on Arts and Books Daily. Do you reckon you could father 8 children, Michael?
Oh, what a terrible question. I've got no idea, Tash. But I've managed not to, you'll be pleased to know. Now, look, it's 90s nostalgia. Apparently, we're surrounded by 90s nostalgia.
This is the show today. Well, I feel rather nostalgic about the 90s.
Do you? They were your glory years. Oh, these are your glory years, aren't they?
Probably.
Now, it's the 20th of February in America. We've moved on a day, but it's the birthday of Kurt Cobain, if you're in America. He would be 45. He died back in 1994, because he shot himself, and he was the lead singer of Nirvana. So we're going to be looking back at that period of grunge and trash and also the great cultural confrontations of that period, like the Young British Artist and the great novels that came out as we face the coming millennium.
Have a great show.
Thank you, Tash.
Now, look, tomorrow on Life Matters, Daniel Kish, look, I can't wait to do this interview. He has developed a remarkable talent to use sound to find his way around. Also, kids and sexual behaviour, what's normal, what's not. Join me then, Natasha Mitchell, looking forward to your company.